91X News.
It's 21 and mostly cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. It will be a political debate powered by wind in Picton tonight as the Prince Edward Hastings provincial election candidates go head-to-head. Treat Hall, Todd Smith, Sherry Hayes, and Leona Dombrowski will field questions and concerns from well-known journalists and members of the community. Journalists include Stevie Cameron, former host of CBC's The Fifth Estate. Candidates are set to take the stage at United Church at 7. Then tomorrow night, the candidates will meet again at Eastminster Church in Belleville. Reverend Ed Bentley will be moderating the all-candidates debate.
They're concerned to give the opportunity to the candidates for this election, provincial election, a chance to speak for their parties on issues related to poverty and social justice.
The meeting begins at 6:30. Those in attendance will have an opportunity to submit a question for the candidates. Bentley hopes to record the meeting for those who cannot attend. The Tories have rolled out their huge crime bill touching on drugs, refugees, parolees, and terrorism. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says there's no real way to project how much it will cost to put more people behind bars and what it will cost to keep them there. But he points out that the cost of crime in Canada has been estimated at $99 billion, and it's the victims who pay the lion's share for that. Liberal leader Bob Rae says new tougher sentencing measures will cost billions and won't make Canadians any safer. Thousands of Ontario college support workers have returned to work today after being on the picket lines for 18 days. Some 8,000 cleaners, food service staff, registration officers, and other workers walked off the job just as the school year started. Details of a tentative agreement won't be released until it has been voted on by the workers. Voting should take place within 2 weeks. Three of Belleville's finest were honored last night at last night's OPP Annual Accolade Awards for their roles in the Russell Williams case. The awards are presented to uniform employees who make outstanding contributions to the organization. The 35 personnel were first nominated by their colleagues, and then a panel of community members and OPP staff narrowed that list down. Williams was convicted last year for the murders of Jessica Lloyd and Marie France Como. Air Canada has started implementing contingency measures to deal with a strike by flight attendants that could start just after midnight. The airline says it's making changes to some flights operated by its regional partner Jazz in order to serve the greatest number of passengers. Jazz flight attendants are represented by a different union than those on Air Canada's mainline flights. The airline and the Canadian Union of Public Employees say talks are scheduled to resume today in Montreal in an effort to avert a walkout. Police are warning the public to be aware of a scam called the white money fraud. Police say the scam has surfaced in Orillia, where some unexpected victims were almost defrauded of a lot of money. The scam involves taking legitimate Canadian currency and placing it between white bills in order to transfer the currency coloring onto the paper to make more bills. Police say the fraud is well documented on the internet. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
The Toronto Maple Leaf acknowledged that the secret is out of the bag. The team confirmed that pictures of its new third sweater, which surfaced on the internet, are legitimate. The new jersey, featuring Maple Leaf crest reminiscent of the 1967 Stanley Cup winning team, was mistakenly displayed on racks in a Buffalo store. The Ottawa Senators' third jersey was also accidentally revealed last weekend. Winnipeg Jets star Dustin Byfuglien is facing four charges in an alleged impaired boating incident this summer. The charges were filed in court in the state of Minnesota, where Byfuglien was arrested at the end of August. Police say Byfuglien's speech was slurred, he was unsteady, and he smelled of alcohol. Talking about the Jets, they are facing the Blue Jackets in a split squad game tonight in Winnipeg and Columbus. In the other nine exhibition games, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Calgary all play split squad games, while Montreal hosts Dallas Stars and the Toronto Maple Leafs are home to Philadelphia. Toronto sends Brett Cecil to the mound tonight as the Blue Jays continue their season-ending homestand. The Jays are going for their second straight win over the Los Angeles Angels after edging the visitors 3-2 last night. Toronto rookies have now hit 44 home runs this season and are only four away from tying the record set by the 2002 team with 48. There may be a silver of hope for a settlement in the dispute over boxer Arturo Gatti's fortune. Court proceedings have now been suspended, while the opposing parties and their lawyers are still in negotiations in Montreal. The dispute erupted quickly after Getty's 2009 death at a Brazilian resort. That's sports. Here's Trish Edison with 91X weather.
Today, sunny, a high of 21. Tonight, clear with fog patches after midnight and a low of 7. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a high of 24. And on Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 22. It's 21 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.